Daf is Erevin, Daf Ayin Aleph. We will begin with the bottom of Daf Ayin Amud Beis. We had a discussion in Daf Ayin Amud Beis about whether a Yoresh can be mavato the Rishus on Shabbos. So the Gemara says Tashma, about two lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Amud Beis. Yisrael v'ger shruyin b'megura achas umeis ger b'boljo. You have a Yisrael and a ger, a convert. The purpose of the convert is that he has no yorship, and they're living in one silo, I guess, one area that is separated into many different rooms, and in every room there is an opening to a chatzer. They did not make an eruv on Erev Shabbos, so therefore neither can carry from their room to the Chatzer. And now the convert dies on Friday. Even though the other Yisrael takes hold of his properties, the properties of the convert, another Yisrael, he still assers the first Yisrael who's living in the Chatzer. Misha Hashecha, if the convert died after dark Friday night, even though another Jew did not take hold of that property of the ger, so he doesn't aster it. So we're going to explain this brisa. We're going to reword this brisa because on the surface it doesn't seem to make sense. Hogu Fakasha, so we have a question now. The brisa itself doesn't seem to make sense. Amrat, initially the Tana said that if the convert dies mibodjom, let's say on Friday. So let's say you have Reuven and the convert. So the convert dies, let's say, on Friday afternoon. Afal pi shehechzik, even though, let's say, Shimon, another Yisrael, was machzik the property. He took hold of his property. So then he assers, the Reuven still cannot carry from his house to the chatzer on Shabbos. V'lo mibaye, doesn't need to tell us, ki lo hechzik. So now it says, even if, let's say, Shimon took hold of the convert's property, that's us, the Reuven still cannot carry into the chatzer, and it means even if, so it means certainly if no one else took hold of that property, then Reuven cannot carry into the chatzer. Gemara says, wait a second, Adraba, kilo hechzik lo asar. He says, wait a second, if there were only two Jews who had houses that opened up into a chatzer, you had Reuven and the convert, Reuven and Ger, and then Ger dies, so all you're left is what? Reuven. Why should Reuven not be allowed to carry into the chatzer if he's the only one now living in the chatzer? So Amar Papa, Papa says, Ema, so you have to restate the braisa. So you have to say, Afal pi shelo hechzik. Change the word, not Afal pi shehechzik, Afal pi shelo hechzik. You have to say, even if no other Yisrael took possession of the convert's property, then the carrying is still forbidden, as we will explain soon. The Gemara still asks, but wait a second, but Afal pi shehechzik katani, but doesn't the Braisa explicitly say Afal pi shehechzik, not Afal pi shelo hechzik? So Hachli Kamar, okay. So this is the intent of the Braisa right now. Afal pi shelo hechzik, even though, again, you had Reuven and Ger died. Even though, let's say, another Yisrael, another Jew, did not take hold of the property of the convert, Mibol Jom, he didn't take hold of the property on Friday, Elabishech HaShecha. So Shimon took hold of Ger's property only after it got dark. So Kevon, Dehava Leila Haksik, Mibol Jom, Oser. Since Shimon could have taken hold in the convert's property during the day, so then Shimon assers Reuven from carrying into the chatzer, even if he didn't take hold of the property until it got dark. We do not say the principle of kevan shehutra lemixas yom hutra lekulo. Why don't you say that simply? That what happened the convert died on Friday afternoon. So the convert dies Friday afternoon. So now you have. You have one Jew, Reuven, who has a house in the courtyard. You have this other piece of property. So then now it's nightfall. The only person who lives there is Reuven. So even though at that point, he's the only at the onset of Shabbos, it's permitted for Reuven to carry from his house to the chatzer. since the and then Shimon takes hold of the property. Since he once Shimon takes hold of the property, let's say Friday night, then he asers Reuven from carrying into the chatzer. Why? Because since he could have taken hold of the chatzer on Friday, so then he asers Reuven from carrying into the chatzer, because this chatzer basically Rashi points out that the property was still in to the chazaka of the convert. So heter haya ba lemiksa shabbos. I'm sorry, wrong thing. So he basically he says that since it's like this tluya of omedes, it's sort of like it's an uncertain and unclear status of this other property. And once this other Jew takes hold of the property after Shabbos begins, so then you have a situation where you have two Jews, no Eruv, and then it would be also for Reuven to carry from his house to the chatzer. Now the Gemara asks on the continuation of the Braisa, Mishech HaSheicha, if the convert dies after it gets dark, even though another Yisrael did not take hold of the property, he doesn't aser Reuven from carrying. So the implication is that means even if he didn't take hold, and certainly if he did take hold, then he doesn't aser. The Gemara says Adrab, just the opposite. Ki hechzik aser. If let's say again, Reuven and the ger dies, Shimon takes hold of the property. Why shouldn't he then aser Reuven from carrying? Because now you have two Jews in the chatzer. Or Papa says. So let's reread the brisa. Ema afal pi shehechzik. Want to say even though a Yisrael was machzik it. So the Gemara says, "Vaha afal pi shelo hechzik tani." Doesn't the Braisa say, "Afal pi shelo hechzik," that he didn't take hold of it? So Hakimar, this is how you have to understand the Braisa. Afal pi shehechzik mishech hashecha. Even though another Yisrael, let's say Shimon, takes hold of the convert's property after it got dark, and you would say, "Ah, now you have two Jews, and in a chatzer, and there was no eruv." So maybe it should be also for Reuven to carry into the chatzer. Kevan de la havale lahachzin bold yom. Since that second Jew could not have been machzik, could not have taken hold of that property on Friday, because the convert dies only after it gets dark, he doesn't aser. Why? Because at the onset of Shabbos, you were good, and they could carry. And so once it was permitted on Shabbos, the property belonged to a convert, and there was an Eruv. And so once Shabbos hit and it was all permitted, then it will not be usher if the convert later on dies. But if the convert dies before Shabbos, so then the status is unknown, and then you don't have the leniency of once Shabbos hits, so that it's permitted, because the status is not clear at that point. Now, the Gemara is going to ask from the Braisa on the opinion of Rav Nachman that we said that a Yoresh can be Mevatel on Shabbos. Katani Mias Reisha, what does the Reisha say? Oser. What do we say? That if you have a Yisrael and a Ger, and then the Ger dies before Shabbos, and then another Jew comes and takes hold of it on Shabbos, so then the second Jew asers the first Jew, asers Reuven from carrying. Am I Oser? Why are you saying that the second Jew asers Reuven from carrying? Nivatel, why don't you say that one of them should be Mevatel, let's say Shimon should be Mevatel his Rishus to Reuven. So if indeed a Yoresh can be Mevatel, why don't we say that he could do Bittel? So my Oser Nami Dikatani, Ach Yivatel. So yeah, Rav Nachman will say what this price said, that Shimon would Aser it, that would only be until what? Until he is only Aser it until he's Mevatel his Rishus. Rav Yochanan says, Masnisas, now he's going to, another way to answer the Braisa, Masnisa Mani, these Braisos that say that a Yoresh cannot be Mevatel on Shabbos. It's not that we don't have to reread the Braisa. Beishamai, he know this is the position of Beishamai, the Omri, because Beishamai say, Ain bittul rishus b'Shabbos. A person cannot be mevatel his rishus on Shabbos, and therefore the Yoresh is asers it, and he can't be mevatel it. Itnan may must say no slim rishus. From when can you be mevatel, give over your rishus? Beishamai Omri b'od yom. Beishamai says, you cannot be mevatel your rishus on Shabbos. You can only be mevatel your rishus on Erev Shabbos. Well, Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel disagrees, and Beis Hillel say that misha techshach, you can even be mevatel rishus after it gets dark. So that's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Can you do bittul rishus on Shabbos or not? So now the Gemara is going to try to explain two different possibilities to try to explain the nature of the debate between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel as to whether. As to whether you can do bittul rishus on Shabbos or not. Over ula my time at the Beis Hillel. What's the reason of Beis Hillel? So dasa ka'ober kalach etzel yafos. It's like you tell your agent who starts to separate trumos and maaseros, some really good ones, and he separates the good fruit, and you say kalach etzel yafos. Yeah, that's what I meant. Good job. Do it some more. So it's like when you're mevatel your rishus. It's as if you're saying, oh, I really want to do it from Erev Shabbos. Amar Abaye says, but wait a second, Mesh Nachri B'Shabbos, my klach eitz yafas ika. That doesn't work in a situation where you have two Jews who's living with one non-Jew. And what do we say? That if the non-Jew then dies on Shabbos, you have two Jews, one non-Jew, and there was no Schiris Rishus. So the two Jews made the two Jews are living with one non-Jew. And there was no schiras rishus. Then the non-Jew dies on Shabbos. So many Amoraim say that now one Jew can be mevatel rishus to the other Jew. My klach is yafad ika. You can't say that same principle. Oh, I would have wanted to do it on Erev Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, you couldn't have done it because a non-Jew was alive at Erev Shabbos. Elahachak b'hakamiflis. So this is the nature of the debate between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The Beis Shammai savri bittul rishus mikna rishusahu. Beis Shammai understands that the concept of bittul rishus is you're actually making a kinyan. You're transferring ownership. You're transferring rights to the other person. Who mikna rishus Beis Shammai aser. You're not allowed to transfer something to someone else on Shabbos because that's similar to business transactions. You're not allowed to give gifts on Shabbos. There are heterim. That you're allowed to make gifts, you're allowed to give gifts to the person perhaps uses it on Shabbos. That's why you can invite people, let's say your house on Shabbos, give them food. So their food is permitted. There are different exceptions to the rule, but the concept is you can't engage generally in business in transactions. You can't make kinyanim on Shabbos unless they're subject to an exception. So here, when you're mevatel rishus is Beis Shammai, that's making a kinyan. You can't do it on Shabbos. You can only do that on Erev Shabbos. Ubeis Hillel Amri. Beis Hillel Sabri. Beis Hillel disagrees. And what does Beis Hillel hold? Beis Hillel holds. Ista Luke Rishus Babahu. No, it's not a Kinyan. You're simply what? Withdrawing your rights from the property. Vista Luke Rishus B'Shabbos Shapar Dami. And that you can do on Shabbos itself. And that's what we intend to debate between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel as to whether you can do Bittul Rishus on Shabbos or not. Now, the Mishnah says the following. We're going to talk about shitufe muvos. That just like we say, if a bunch of houses open up into a courtyard, so to allow carrying into the courtyard, everyone joins together in the chatzer. So you have a bunch of chatzeres, a bunch of courtyards that enter into a mavoi. And let's say they want to carry from their house to the mavoi, so you can join everyone through what's called shitufe muvos. It doesn't necessarily have to be with bread, but it could be with other foods as well. So now we're going to talk about in the Mishnah, people from the mavoi who were partners with food, not for the purpose of shitufa mavos, but for business purposes. Do you need another shituf to join them? So balabai shi shutuf nishcheda. So let's say you have a balabayas who was a shutuf with his partners. So let's say b'yayin. So let's say I have a business partnership with you with wine. But let's say with someone else b'yayin. So so Reuven and Shimon have a partnership with wine. They have their wine together in one barrel, and Reuven also has a partnership with Levi and with also a barrel of wine together. So the first opinion says Adam Tsrichim Larif, they don't need to make an Eruv to join together because this creates a Shitufe Mavos. However, it's Lezebiyayim Lezebisheba. Let's say Reuven and Shimon have a partnership with oil, and Reuven and Levi have a partnership with wine. Then Tsrichim La'arav, then they do need to make an Eruv. Again, the Gemara is going to explain the distinction between these two cases. And Rabbi Shimon Ober, Echod Zeb, Echod Zeb, Ein Tzrichim La'arev. Whether they join together with wine, Reuven and Shimon with wine and Reuven with Levi with wine, or whether it was with different types of foods, one with wine, one with oil, they don't need to make an Eruv. And again, the Gemara is going to explain the nature of the between Shimon and the Chachamim, and the Gemara will give one other opinion which disagrees with both of them. Omar Rav. Okay, so we'll find out in the Gemara. Good question. The Gemara is going to discuss this, are we? Okay, so it's not so clear, right? In other words, when he said Tzrichim La'arik, right? The Gemara is going to go in depth. That is a very good question. The Gemara is going to deal with that. Amar Rav says Uvikliyacha. When we say that they could do Shituf, that's only if all of them put their wine into one kli. So even if let's say Reuven does a partnership with Shimon and Reuven does a partnership with Levi, and let's say everyone's in one kli, it's all in one kli, even though there are two partnerships, so that creates a shituf and mavoz, but in two separate kelim, so it doesn't result in a shituf. Amarav says, Daikanami, Lazebiyam, Lazebishem, and Tzrichim La'arik, because what does the Brisa say? What does the Mishnah say? It says, for this one with wine and this one with oil. So the Mishnah requires explanation. What's the difference if you have one type versus two different types? If you say the Reisha is talking about one Kli, the Seif is talking about two Kalim, then I understand the difference. Eliam Rad, Reisha, Bishne Kalim, Vesefa, Bishne Kalim, Mali Yain, Vyain, Mali Yain, Shemin. What's the difference if it's wine and wine? What's the difference if it's wine and oil? So presumably, Howie, to your question, it would seem that what's the case? Reuven, Shimon, Levi, they all have wine. Let's say they have, I don't know, 2 units of wine, 2 liters of wine, or 2 gallons of wine in one kli. But 1 gallon of wine belongs to Reuven and Shimon, and 1 gallon of wine belongs to Reuven and Levi. So because it's in one kli, so that's a sort of shituf. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, Omer Abaye. Abaye says back to Rava, Yai v'yayin ro'oi la'arev, yai v'shemet eino ro'oi la'arev. So Abaye says to Rava, that's not a proof from our Mishnah, because you could say that even if we're talking about two different kalim, still, since the wine is ro'oi la'arev, you can mix them all up in one kli, so therefore if they're in two kalim, then it can help, because it's considered as if they're all, it's as if they're mixed in one kli, but wine and oil, since you can't really mix them in one kli, so therefore it doesn't really help. Again, we're going to discuss in a little more in depth how Rabbi Shimon argues with the Chachamim to further understand this debate, because there are different ways to understand the debate between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara brings Rabbi Shimon Omer, Echad Zev, Echad Zev, Ein Tzrichim La'arev. Shimon says, no, in both cases, you don't need to make an Eruv. And the Gemara says, Afilo Zev, Yama Zev, B'Shemen, even if, right, one is with wine and one's with oil, then you can make a you don't need to make an Eruv, another Eruv between them. Samar Rabba, we're talking about where, if we're not talking about a bunch of chatzeros into one mavoi. We're talking about the people of one mavoi are living in one area, and the people of another mavoi are living in another area. And between the two mavoos, there's a chatzer in between. There's a courtyard in between. And the people of the chatzer make a sheet of mavoos with the people of mavoi A, and separately they make a shitu for the people of Mavoi B. Rabbi Shimon Letame, and Rabbi Shimon is following his reasoning. And he says, because we have a Mishnah, we saw this earlier regarding Erevei Tchumim. Let's say that you were in the middle of the road on Shabbos, you fell asleep, and you didn't know that it was dark. So according to Rabbi Shimon, you can only go 4 amos. And let's say there are 3 people, and the middle guy is between the two, meaning that you have your 4 amos, part of your 4 amos, and you're in the middle, is both within the guy on your left and the guy on your right. So therefore, you can do stuff with the guy on the left and the guy on the right, but the two outer guys cannot carry from them to each other, but you, the middle guy, can carry to either outer guy. And on this case, I'm Rabbi Shimon, Lama Davar Dome, what is this case similar, where you have a middle guy and two outer guys? With Erevei Tchumim, L'shalosh Chatzeros, Apsucha Zulazu, Upsuchos Rishusarab. This is similar to why? What's my case? Well, let's say you have 3 courtyards, right? You have houses, you have houses leading into courtyard A, houses leading into courtyard B, and houses leading into courtyard C. Each of the courtyards are open to Rishus HaRabim, to a main road, and they're also open to each other. So the middle ones open up to the two outer ones, and all the courtyards are open up to Rishus HaRabim. Now, Erevu Shtayim HaChitzonot in HaEmtzais, the two outer ones, if they made an Erev with the middle guy, with the middle Chatzer, the two outer Chatzeros make separate Eruvim with the middle one. So he muteres imahem. The middle chatzer are allowed to carry, to and from the outer chatzeros. Vehe muteres imah. And the outer ones are permitted with the inner one. Ushtaim hachitzodios asur zubazu. But the two outer ones are forbidden with each other. So presumably, right, in our case, right, so what are we saying? So how we get to your question, according to this opinion, what is Rabbi Shimon really saying? Rabbi Shimon is saying that if you have, one with wine and one with oil, right? I'm sorry, you're right. One with wine, one with oil. So let's say Reuven makes an Eruv with Shimon and with Levi. So Reuven and Shimon can carry with each other. Reuven and Levi can carry with each other. But Shimon and Levi, who didn't make an Eruv together, they cannot carry with each other. And the Rabbanon say that Reuven cannot even carry, with Shimon or with Levi because of Gzeira, because if we allow Reuven to carry with Shimon and Reuven to carry with Levi, then maybe Shimon will carry with Levi. So the Rabbanon say, no, we don't want to carry. Reuven's like, Rabbanon are like, no, no one can carry with each other because we're concerned that the two groups that don't make an Erev will then carry with each other. And Rabbi Shimon said, no, the ones who make an Erev with a Shituf with each other can carry with each other, and the ones who don't cannot. So Amar Le Abaye, mi dami, are these cases similar to that Mishnah of Rabbi Shimon? But Hasam, there in the Mishnah, Katani Shtaim Achitzonios Asuro Zom Zo. The Mishnah says explicitly that the two outer ones, right, you have three courtyards, the two outer ones cannot carry with each other. But Hocha Katani ain't Tzichib La'arif Klal. That's not what our Mishnah says, right? In other words, Howie, like you were asking, why should the two outer ones be allowed to carry with each other? They didn't make an Erev with each other. So, maybe they're not allowed to. That's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says that what? That nobody needs to make an Erev with anyone. That basically, if Reuven made an Erev with Shimon and Reuven made an Erev with Levi, then no one needs to make an Erev with each other. So you can't compare it to the Mishnah's case. So now the Gemara is going to say, "My ein tzrichim la'arv." What does it mean that they don't need to make an eruv? That means shchenim bahade bal habayis. It means the neighbors, the people of the mavuos, don't need to make an eruv with the bal hachotzer in the middle. Right? You have again. You have two mavois on the outer. Two mavois on the outside. You have a chotzer in the inside. So when we say ein tzrichim la'ariv, it means that the two outer ones, the Mavoi people, don't need to make another Eruv with the Chatzer. Aval shcheinim ba'adali adali, tzrichim la'ariv, yes, the two outer Mavois would need to make an Eruv with each other. So again, you have the two, so this is consistent with Rabbi Shimon, who would say that the two outer ones cannot, they're not connected. But the outer ones are connected with the middle one. Rabbi Yosef says, no, he has a different way of understanding the Mishnah. And he says, Rav Shimon Rabbanim Pluksit Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri Rabbanim Kamiflagei. He says that Rabbi Shimon would hold that if Reuven makes an Erev with Shimon and Reuven makes an Erev with Levi, then even Shimon and Levi can carry with each other. Why is that? Because we have this machlokes about Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri and Rabbanim. And we're going to see, Ditnan. Shemen shetzaf al gabei yain. Let's say you have some oil that's flowing on top of wine, and they're both truma. Vinoga tful yom, and someone who was tamei. What's a tful yom? Tful yom is someone who was tamei, and you went to the mikvah, but still you cannot eat truma until nightfall. So this tful yom touched the oil that's floating on top of the wine. So lo paso ela shemen bilvad. So the Rabbanan say, you only made the oil tame because you only touched the oil. The oil is not connected to the wine. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, Shneim Chibur and Zelazer says, no, that the oil and wine are connected to each other. They're considered like one. and then the wine becomes pusil, invalid, even though you only touch the oil that was on touch on that was on top of the wine. So Rabbanan kirabbanan. So the Rabbanan here hold like the Rabbanan by Tful Yom, who hold what? That the wine and the oil are not connected. So therefore, if Reuven makes a, if I make a shituf with Dov, and then I make a shituf with Herbie, right? And they're different types of food items. So we're not connected. I made with Dov with wine, I made with Herbie with oil. So then they're totally separate. So therefore we cannot combine. And therefore, that's the Rabbanan who will say that that they're not joined together, and we need one, we need you need to make an one, if even if they're put, and therefore even if they're in one kli, they're not joined together for a shituf, and you need an eruv to join them up. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and Rabbi Shimon would say, no. Let's say we put the wine. I put Dov in my wine and my and Herbie's oil in one kli. Even though the oil is floating on top, that they're still connected, and therefore you don't need another eruv. Now we're going to bring a third opinion, right? And Tanya, Rabbi Lazar ben Tadai Omer, Echad Zev, Echad Zev, Tzrichim Lare. That Rabbi Lazar ben Tadai says, whether even if I made a shituf with Dov with wine, and then I made a shituf with Herbie with oil, nevertheless, we still need to make an Eruv. And the Gemara says, why? Even if they're both with wine. So Amar Rabba says, yes. Zeb bilagino v'shafach, v'zebo bilagino v'shafach. So he said the following, listen. If I come with my wine, I pour it into a barrel. And you come with your wine, you pour it into a barrel, right? And then the barrel is filled with all of our wine. It's kuliyam alo pligi to have the air. Everyone agrees that that's considered a mixture. Ki pligi, what's the argument? You go shalachu chavi shalyayin b'shutvus. Let's say all three of us, that all the people of the Mavoi purchased a barrel of wine in partnership. Rabbi Lazar ben Tadei Savar ein breira. We don't then view as if that we don't say ein breira, and then we say, oh, it's as if what? It's as if that we split it up, the wine, and then we rejoined it together for the purpose of a shituf. We hold ein breira. We don't look retroactively and say as if we just divided and put it back together. Rabbanan savar yesh breira. The Rabbanan hold that no, we considered it as if we divided the wine in the barrel, and then everyone then took a portion and then spilled it in back to the barrel, and therefore we created the shituf. So that's the machlokas of whether it's ein breira or yesh breira. Rav Yosef has a different way of understanding the debate between Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai and the Rabbanan. Rav Yosef Amar, Rabbi Eliezer ben Tadai v'Rabbanan, v'somchim al shituf b'machum erev kamifnei. They're arguing in a different question. Do you rely on shituf mavos when there is an eruv? In other words, the shituf mavos help even to be ma'ar of the chatzeros in the mavoi. So Mar Savar, Rabbi Eliezer ben Tadai says, ain't somchim. You don't rely on the shituf. If you have the shituf mavos, you still need an eruv. So therefore, he's saying that even if you have the shituf mavos, still they both need to do an eruv chatzeros. Umar Savar, and the Chachamim disagree, and they say somchim. Then once you have the shituf mavos, then the people of the mavoi do not need to make an eruv chatzeros. So Rav Yosef wants to bring a proof for his explanation, and he says, Rav Yosef minami delach, how can I prove to you that that's the reason for Elizabeth to die? Damar Yehuda Amar Rav halach primer. He says halach like Rabbi Meir, who says that we don't hold of the shituf b'makom eruv. Vam Rav Bruno Amar Rav halach Rabbi Elizabeth ben Tadai, and he also says that halach like Rabbi Elizabeth ben Tadai. My time. What's the reason? Lav mishum the chat time. Who must be because they have a similar reason. I